Today's R&B and old school, jamming 98.3. Good morning, it's Dee Dee in the morning. There's Lady Jade, comedian Michael Sean, everybody. You can hit us up at DeeDeeMakesMeLaugh.com if you want to actually leave us a message, see what's going on with the show. We don't mind at all. Today is National Grouch Day. Do you guys know anybody who's a grouch? You guys are like, oh my God, they're a grouch.
Yeah, my dad can be a grouch. I love him. But when he gets into a mood,
my dad is too.
He will go all in with it.
Yeah.
He don't care if it's Thanksgiving dinner.
He's just going to be grouching. He's grouching.
My dad if he gets into a mood, it's on him.
My dad is actually worse during the holidays.
Oh, he's a grouch in the holidays?
Yeah, for sure.
Man. All right. Well, shouts out to all the grouchy people today. I know I can tell you this. I can be grouchy on certain days. It depends on the day.
And I can be too.
I'm going to own that one. I can be very, very grouchy. And I swear, and I don't know what happened. I don't know. But anyway, shouts out to everybody who's grouchy today. Coming up next, guess what? A couple met on Tinder. They went out on a date. Now they are ignoring each other. Well, we're going to get them both on the phone, and we're going to try to get them to make up and send them out on another day. He may just be a little grouch today. Who knows? She may be a grouch. I have no idea. Dee Dee's Day Fail is next. It's Dee Dee in the morning.
Broadcasting live from the Team Management Studio. Quality living at an affordable price. WJMR-FM, Menominee Falls, Milwaukee. Jammin'. 98.3.
Hey, Milwaukee, this is Dee Dee McGuire.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
It's your girl, Lady Jade.
Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake.
This is comedian Michael Sean.
Wake up.
You're listening to Dee Dee in the Morning on Jammin' 98.3. Today's R&B and old school. Jammin' 98.3.
What happened on your last date?
Yeah.
Can we get the check?
Here's another Dee Dee's Day Fail.
Hey, Vincent.
Yeah. Hey. Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, we're good, Vincent.
So, Vincent, you know, Dee Dee's date fail. Here we go. You got to tell us a little bit about the date so we can figure out what happened.
Yeah. I mean, where do I start? You know, everything was really going amazingly, and I mean, we met on Tinder, and her profile pic. I mean, she's just gorgeous. She's stunning, right? And we're having a couple of drinks at the bar. You know, everything was going great. We're waiting for our table, and, and you know, we're talking about the Kardashians, and I love that show.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, okay. She was into it, too. Like, she was, like, totally into it. You know, we were talking about Caitlyn and how gorgeous Caitlyn looked.
Wow, okay.
You know,
Caitlyn Jenner, yeah, you know, wow, Bruce,
Of course. Caitlyn's like a natural beauty.
Right, right.
Really,
yeah, he's turned out to look really good. Bruce really does look good, though. No, I mean, he's right. Okay, go ahead.
Bruce, who's Bruce?
Well, I mean,
I'm
you know, Bruce, right. Okay, my bad. I know. Some people say it's disrespectful. Yes. I know it. He's now transgendered. He's Caitlyn Jenner. I'm sorry.
He's Caitlyn now. Yeah, exactly. So, so everything was going really, really well. And we're waiting for our table. And all of a sudden, you know, she tells me she has to go. Like, she said she picked up the phone. I didn't even hear the phone ring. And then she said that it was an emergency and she had to go to her kids, and the babysitter was leaving because the babysitter had an emergency, and I was just like, what? I thought she didn't even have kids.
Wow.
But I know, I've been calling her ever since, and you know, she hasn't picked up until I actually called from a blocked number.
Okay, wait.
No, you did. No, you did not call from a blocked number.
Let me get this straight. So first on the date, she leaves, right? She ends up leaving because she said she had a babysitter had an emergency, and you didn't even know she had any kids?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and then so she does that, so she leaves on the date, and then you call her. I'm trying to make sure I keep up with this. You call her, and she won't answer, and then when you finally called her, you said on a block number, she picked up?
Yeah, girl, like that. Like, she didn't even, she didn't pick up when I was calling from my normal number, and then once I blocked it, like, she picked up.
Wow.
I was like, what?
Okay, can I ask you
I
something
couldn't believe it, girl.
Very important? Like, oh my God, what did you wear on this date? I'm just curious. I'm trying to figure something out.
Oh yeah, so I went all decked out. I was like, I wear my baby blue suit and you know, my polka dot handkerchief. I mean, I was looking really good.
It's very nice.
I mean? I was looking really good, and my black shiny shoes, Calvin Klein. I mean, my suit was Gucci though, and my Gucci belt.
Wow.
I mean, I said Gucci, like. You know, it's not too big, but it was noticeable. So, you can tell that I'm wearing a Gucci belt.
Okay, Vincent, you know? Let me just ask this question. You sound like you, like, what? You know, you got a nice little style then, don't you? I mean, you got nice style.
Yeah, I dress like that all the time, girl. You know, it's like you gotta dress to impress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
sounds like he's got a lot of style. But was there any
fabulous?
Yeah, was there any sexual tension? Were there any public affection going on?
Really?
I was like holding her hand, kind of. You know, I didn't want to like be too forceful. I wanted to be a gentleman, of course. Like it, you know, I didn't want her to think I was like a sleazeball, and I do that on every first date. You know what I'm saying,
okay,
though? Like,
okay,
I have to take it easy. You know?
Okay. So, Vincent, so what about her? Like, what did she look like? Did she look good?
Oh, yeah. She was fierce, girl. I mean, she had it going on. I mean, her body was kind of like Kim a little bit. You know, she was like thick, delicious. You know?
Oh, she was like Kim Kardashian.
Booty man. She slayed it. I mean, like, once we walked in, I mean, she was turning heads and everything.
Like,
I
she slayed.
Did you use the word slay?
Yeah! I used the word slay, girl. Of course.
Okay. All right.
You know what's up?
Okay. So, all right, Vincent, I tell you what. What's her name?
Her name is Emily.
Okay, so I tell you what we're going to do. You have her number, so what we're going to do is we're going to call Emily, everybody, and we're going to find out exactly why the very slayed Emily didn't actually call Vincent back.
Ladies, they failed.
Days, R&B, and old school. Jammin' 98.3.